Okay, this is Ernesto Aguilar. I am here with Chris Plummer to talk about the Anarchist Black Cross Conference going on. Chris, your estimations of this conference, how it's been going, what it took to build this conference, and impressions at where we're at right now. We're talking right now on Saturday, July 27th, just about at the end of the first full day of the conference. How do you feel?
I feel positive about people's response. We were expecting more people, but satisfied with the quality rather than the quantity. I think that it's important that tomorrow we start gearing ourselves to what we can do about the situation, and I think that's in the process. I think that maybe the people here that are representatives of the Anarchist Black Cross need to get it through their heads that it's a serious matter and demands tons of attention on their part.
You want to grab that?
No.
Okay, no problem. How long did it take you to build this conference? What did it cost? How can people continue to support the helping reimburse the costs of all that?
It took 6 months, I would say, of constant organizing. I mean, the people that were involved in writing the stuff that brought about the conference, that's a year and a half long process. But actually organizing the conference, 5 months. Did it cost? Well, I mean, it cost under $1,500, but I mean, I had to not work for 5 months so that it could happen.
It was a full-time job, basically, essentially.
It was an absolutely full-time job, more than 40 hours a week. So I would say, I mean,
that entailed a lot of traveling and entailed a lot of speaking on your part.
Yeah, I mean, not that I wouldn't have been doing it anyway, maybe. I mean, I don't know. It entailed me going everywhere that somebody asked me to go so that we could get people here. I mean, most of the people that are here are people that I met on the road in all actuality. Very few people that I didn't meet prior to here.
Right.
So, I mean, and that's kind of inspiring. I mean, and also the process, I mean, the going out on the road and speaking it everywhere, there's new ABC groups popping up all the time. So, I mean, I consider that, you know, a huge accomplishment in and of itself. So I think speaking and getting out there is really important.
What is your vision for the direction that we're going to head? Sunday is going to be the big workshop where we'll actually be talking about direction of the ABC. What is your vision for things, and how do you think people can get plugged into that?
I mean, my vision for things is that people stay in touch. That, I mean, I was out for months and hadn't heard from any ABC group, and I found that to be irritating, that we are not in touch with each other, that we're not communicating, that we're not, you know, on the same page with things. I'm hoping that that changes because of this. I'm hoping that, I mean, I don't know where the direction for the network's going, but I'm hoping that the Austin chapter of that network will continue to build outside of the anarchist ghetto and start doing things that are more community oriented, start addressing the needs of people on the streets, because that is the wish. I mean, that's what political prisoners want us out here doing. I mean, when I was in prison, the thing that would have made everything all right, would have made every problem that I ran into all right, was if the work was continued. And that's not what's happened. That's not what's happening to a large degree. So I think that needs to change. I think those people on the inside need to have somebody that they can point to and say, look, people are still fighting. And I want to open up an office where people can come and do internships and learn, like, real, accountable, responsible ABC work. I think that's hugely important to our movement. It's kind of like a school for ABC work.
Kind of and almost like an organizing center, a training center where people can start to develop the skills in order to go back to their communities to really get involved in work, start ABCs, and continue working around issues about criminal justice.
And as well as other issues, I mean, I think that we could pull in, there's tons of, you know, college kids that are studying criminal justice here at the University of Texas and other colleges around town that would love to be doing something other than pro criminal justice system studies or research. I mean, we need to have a resource center. We need to have a place where there's tons of books and, you know, material about prisons in general, so that people from outside of the activist, anarchist ghetto can come in and become involved and hopefully radicalize them in the process and work on big projects, national campaigns and international campaigns. I mean, already from this conference, we're talking about next summer bring political prisoners from all over this country and all over Europe to Eugene, Oregon for a No More Prisons type event that will be the next ABC conference. And I think that's a huge, I mean, we're talking about doing it next year. And before that, I mean, 1994 was the last time it happened. I do not want to see this be, you know, once every 10-year event.
How does this event feel for you as somebody who got out of prison, saw, even before, while you were in, the value of doing prison work, saw the value of the ABC, got out, did a lot of organizing, and have kind of really seen what is potentially the blooming of almost an ABC renaissance in North America? How does that feel to you? I mean, I imagine there are probably some positives and negatives and challenges involved with that, but what is the feeling that you get when you see an event like this come together?
A lot of hope. I'll be perfectly honest, I don't have a lot of confidence in it because, I mean, there were so many failings, and there's so many things that we have to correct that it's almost like starting over. That, I mean, to me, it's almost like all of the ABC groups have to go back and go, listen, we're starting completely over. We need to reformat and rethink what we are doing and try and figure out how we can fit into things in a larger scale and need to not limit ourselves and think inside this box that we've allowed ourselves to get put into. So, I mean, there's a lot of hope that people will do that. And, I mean, I really don't have any expectations. I try not to form any. I just know that I considered it my responsibility to do something when I got out, and as long as I do that, I'm okay with myself. And, I mean, I don't know. I'm hoping.
Would you be comfortable speaking about publicly your personal situation? I know there's maybe some issues about parole and whatnot and how people can support you or get involved with that. Would you be comfortable speaking about that?
Sure. I mean, recently the parole board called for a special review of my case, asked that my entire file go back to the parole board. I'm nervous as hell about that because the parole board has nothing to do with you once you get released. I mean, they don't have any contact with you. That's what they're there for, is to release you. It's the parole division's responsibility to watch after you. And I mean, due to the conditions of my parole, I'm on a type of parole that doesn't even exist in law books, and I'm not so sure it's even legal for them to be, you know, monitoring me this close. But
could you explain what the conditions of your parole are to people who may not be familiar with it?
I was released on the highest level of supervision, which is super intensive parole, which is usually, and according to the law, it's only applied to people who are in for aggravated offenses like murder, child molesting, rape. For some reason, I was thrown in this lump. And then that wasn't good enough. Now I'm having to report to a district supervisor, then I'm her only parolee. So, I mean, I think that there's definite problems in my case, and I don't know how to address them, really.
And would you believe a lot of this has to do with some of your organizing?
I think it's all absolutely has to do with it. I think that this special review was a direct result of my going to Lawrence, Kansas, for the North American Anarchist Gathering. I think that it's only a matter of time before, you know, there's a lot of heat put down on me. I already get followed all over goddamn town. I mean, there's a lot of heat, and it's only a matter of time before something, you know, whether it's, you know, a bullshit reason to send me back to prison, or it's something serious. I mean, I'm just expecting it.
How can people get more involved in supporting the work? Should they be contacting Austin ABC, or how should people be in touch?
I think contacting Austin ABC right now would be a way to do that, but I think that there are people here that, I mean, I don't have anything to do with it, that are trying to organize some kind of, like, support network for in case I or other people that are in similar positions are get screwed with. I mean, I think it's important that people are involved in all those things. There's a person right now that I'm very concerned about because he's speaking out very, very publicly about, you know, tactics and direct action. And I don't think that, you know, he even realizes the situation that he's put himself in. So, I mean, I want to be there for other people in the same situation. I see that as a role of ABCs. I think ABC should be concerned about this so that we don't have to fucking support somebody once they're in prison. I mean, I prefer to keep my comrades and friends out of prison. I think that we're not thinking about our role, what our role should be, and that's important too.
Any final thoughts, things you'd like to impart to people?
That I think it's everybody's responsibility. It's everybody's responsibility to get involved with, you know, supporting this type of work because, I mean, we're instrumental in not only the abolition of prisons, but the abolition of a state. The state cannot work without its prisons. They would not be successfully able to control populations. And I think that that's a pretty easy target. Prisons are a pretty easy target. There's 38 million people in America that have been through the criminal justice system, all of them sympathetic to this cause. And I think we could win them over.
Beautiful. Absolutely. Absolutely. This is Ernesto Aguilar talking with Chris Plummer at the Anarchist Black Cross Conference. We are talking on Saturday, July 27th, 2002. And thank you.